This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Livestock numbers in 2023 are expected to wrap up with some increases and some decreases. University of Kentucky ag economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says it appears equine sales were off, but still up overall.
You know, that's a significant drop. I don't want to make a light of it, but I also think some perspective may be valuable. If you look at the sales numbers out of Keeneland that I kind of use as my baseline here, there would still be the second highest that we've seen since 2007, second only to 2022, so I think that's important.
Dr. Burdine says dairy saw some decreases.
Major changes in 2023. When the dust settles on this year, U.S. all milk price is going to be down between $4 and $5 a hundredweight. I think lower feed costs will end up offsetting about 25% of that, but obviously a very challenging year.
He adds poultry numbers were fairly steady on the year.
We're going to see actually poultry production roughly steady for 2023, and that's significant. Generally speaking, we see broiler production increase 2 to 3% a year.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Make sure your equipment is ready to hit the fields hard with special deals on genuine Case IH parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of OEM engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every Max Maintain Plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on Case IH parts. Stop into H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
UK ag economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says swine numbers will likely show an increase.
Not that I think hog numbers are up, but we just continue to get more pigs out of these sows year after year after year. And that's we're in some ways kind of victims of our own success in some ways.
He adds beef cattle numbers are expected to be lower for 2023.
Widespread drought, cow slaughter, and heifers on feed, you know, led to an increase in beef production last year. So we're going to see a 4 to 5% decrease in production when the dust settles on 2023.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.